This is KYUK News, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Olivia Eberts. For the second week in a row, the COVID-19 case rate in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta has fallen, but now hospitalizations are on the rise. KYUK's Alyssa Lachlan has the numbers.
The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced 498 new cases over the past week. That's 100 less than the week before, or a 16% drop. The week prior, the decline was even steeper, at 27% fewer cases. However, as cases have fallen, hospitalizations have jumped. Over the past week, 5 YK Delta residents were hospitalized and another was medevaced out of region due to COVID-related symptoms. This is the highest hospitalization rate the region has seen since the Delta variant in mid-October. This spike in hospitalizations is to be expected, according to YKHC's Dr. Ellen Hodges, and hospitalizations could continue to increase in the upcoming weeks.
That's something that happens after the peak of any outbreak, is that our hospitalizations do continue for a while because hospitalizations and deaths are lagging indicators, meaning they come after the peak of cases when our vulnerable patients can be hospitalized and die.
The healthcare system remains strained across Alaska as well. Statewide, hospitals are at 84% capacity, with almost 100 individuals hospitalized due to COVID as of Wednesday. Even as cases have fallen, the region's case rate remains high relative to other areas. Cases in the region continue to outpace state and national infection rates. The YK Delta's infection rate is 4 times higher than the state's and over 8 times higher than the nation's. Last week, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta made up 16% of the state's new cases, while the region itself makes up less than 4% of the state's total population. It's still too soon to tell whether the ending of Bethel's mask mandate has had any effect on COVID transmission. The mandate expired last week. The Bethel City Council replaced it with a COVID-19 mask recommendation. The recommendation reflects the guidance of local and federal health officials who still recommend wearing masks as the most effective way to prevent COVID transmission. Over the past week, in alphabetical order by community, YKHC announced 34 cases in Akyachuk, 3 in Akyak, 3 in Aniak, 77 in Bethel, 1 non-resident who tested positive in Bethel, 7 in Shafornik, 30 in Chivak, 26 in Eek, 1 in Emonik, 2 in Grayling, 16 in Hooper Bay, 4 in Kasigluk, 3 in Kipnuk, 15 in Kungiganak, 14 in Kotlik, 31 in Kweetluk, 20 in Quigilingok, 4 in Marshall, 14 in Mountain Village, 22 in Nabuskiak, 8 in Newtok, 3 in Nunamikwa, 36 in Nunapachuk, 1 in Pilot Station, 55 in Quinahawk, 9 in Russian Mission, 3 in Skamon Bay, 22 in St. Mary's, 19 in Tuxuk Bay, 7 in Tuluksak, 7 in Tuntutuliak, and 1 in Tununik. In Bethel, I'm Alyssa Lachlan.
Up next in sports, for the first time in nearly 20 years, the small island community of McCoryuk has enough players to field a high school basketball team. They have 7. 5 boys and 2 girls play on the same co-ed team. KYUK's Greg Kim reports on how their first season in nearly 2 decades has been going.
In their first game this year, McCoryuk played against Tununik, a nearby village. 15-year-old power forward Harvey Wesley said he had butterflies going into the game.
I was super very nervous because this was my first game, and I was nervous and I was scared.
At the same time, he says he was equally excited.
Because every time I looked at that scoreboard, I was like, oh my gosh, I think we're going to win.
And they did. McCoryuk won that first game and half their games this season. That's good enough to advance them to the small school district tournament that begins March 3rd in Bethel. If they win that, they'll advance to the state tournament. Wesley says this season hasn't just been about winning, though. It's also been about the relationships he's built with his teammates.
Me and my friends got more closer, and we've been talking to each other for basketball and saying, hey, I think if we do this way, this would be more better.
Plus, he said being part of the team has made him more engaged in school.
Before I ever joined a basketball team, I always seen school as like, oh, I got a long day at school. And then ever since I joined basketball, I'm like, oh, yes, I can get all my assignments done, and then I can be in a basketball practice.
Wesley is one of just 7 players on the team, 5 boys and 2 girls. The co-ed team plays against other schools' boys' teams. Coach Edward Keoken says the 2 girls both start, which is unique to McCoryuk.
There's no other co-ed team that I know of right now.
Keoken says the reason the girls and boys are on the same team and the reason McCoryuk hasn't had a team in nearly 20 years is because there aren't that many students there.
We're a small community. On a good day, it's 200 people. And, you know, we have about 45 kids in the whole school, preschool through 12.
This year, there were finally enough high school students to field a basketball team. Wesley, the sophomore, said he'd been waiting for this day for a long time.
I was so excited. It was because I've been asking my principal, hey, do you think there will be a basketball season this year?
Coach Keoken says there are students who are from McCoryuk that are attending boarding schools like Mount Edgecombe and Sitka this year. But he says they've heard about the basketball team in McCoryuk and some are wanting to come back. He says that he's hoping to have both a boys' team and a girls' team next year. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
This is KYUK News. I'm Olivia Eberts. Kwayana for listening. Please email us your news tips, comments, or feedback to news@kyuk.org or message us on Facebook. And stay tuned for News Yuktun coming up.